This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing taking place on the grains ahead of the WASDE report this week?
A little bit of back and forth to the downside. Mark, we've been trading kind of more of a sideways range, and this morning we're seeing a little bit of weakness across the board, maybe like a little bit of risk off the with us being a little more than 24 hours away from the big October WASDE release.
And Jim, with that WASDE report, I've been hearing a lot of talk about, you know, the September and October reports are very important for what we learn in these reports. Is this October report even a little bit more elevated in terms of its importance than that September report?
Well, I think in the October one's a big one because we've got a pretty good look at what the yields are. I mean, we've made some pretty good progress on the harvest. So the government actually has true yield data. So, this October report will really kind of maybe set the tone for the rest of the year.
Jim, we were talking here in the office about some volatility when you're looking at the basis prices around the state here in Iowa and even in some local areas and kind of the discrepancy between those prices, even in an area that's not too far apart. Is there anything that we should be looking at as far as what's driving that volatility right now and kind of what we're seeing?
Well, right now, I'd say if you do happen to get a very good push compared to some of the maybe your other facilities you might deliver to, you might definitely want to take advantage of it. I would guess the biggest reason why you're seeing a lot of volatility in this basis is just the way this grain market was sold. A lot of producers did not get this grain sold this year very well, unfortunately. I saw some estimates less than a third of this crop was forward sold. Some estimates had it less than that. Simply because of the uncertainty of the size of the crop. So when the producer is not getting that grain sold, that also means that end user didn't get his needs locked in.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 1 even at 484.5. November soybeans down 6.25 at 1265.25. On the Merck, December live cattle up 70 cents at 185.70. November feeder cattle up 60 cents at 250.95. December lean hogs down 5 cents at 71.37. December pork cutout down 97 cents at 81.80. And Class 3 milk down 10 cents at 17.23. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.